Welcome to the Ambitious Freelancer Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Cross of The Happy Art Canton, and I'm here to help you show up as your best self while you're finding clients, working with the clients, and getting those testimonials to build your better business. We will be talking about everything you need to know when it comes to freelancing, whether you're a beginner or someone who has a few years under their belt. So let's get started. Hello everyone, and welcome to episode 22 of the Ambitious Freelancer Podcast. So this week we're going to be talking about an update to my episode number 7, I believe, which was about blog post samples, basically offer samples for your freelance work. So should you create a sample, and what does that look like? What does that entail? And I talked about my $33 blog post offer, which is crazy to me to think about at this point because I definitely know I was undervaluing myself a lot. So yeah, I want to talk about my offer and why I took it down and yeah, why I definitely just do not think about it. It's like a dark period. And yeah, it's a dark period in my freelance life. There are birds chirping. This is like a theme in my podcast. I don't know if you will be able to hear it. If you can, I'll probably leave it in. But let's get back to the topic at hand, which is my blog post to offer. So I originally, at the beginning of the year, or I don't know, yeah, I guess it was toward the beginning of the year. After I stopped working with the client on Upwork, I put out a blog post offer or a sample blog post. I wanted to, you know, attract more clients through my website. So I put up this offer on my website, on my Hire Me page. It was very specific. I didn't put it everywhere. I had originally done that, but then I took it down off social media because I didn't want to undervalue myself if I didn't have to. So you could only really get it to the offer on a very specific page on my website. I thought that was the best because it made sure that if someone saw me somewhere else, they wouldn't be like, oh, she's cheap. But yeah, so now it's down completely. I think the page is still up. I really need to take it down because I think you can probably still search it on Squarespace. By the time this goes up, you won't be able to search it on Squarespace. I started this offer, and I'm not really sure what I was thinking, because at this point, $33, even double that, is too small for what I charge right now to clients. I just begin to see my worth, and I'm like more toward like $150 to $200 is my sweet spot with most clients. I do have a couple of clients who are below that, or certain word ranges that are below that, but for the most part, I think at this point, it is $150 to $200, a little bit more, a little less for blog posts that I do for clients. Like I said, some clients who got in before I upped my rates a lot got in on that lower rate. So I do have some people who are less than that, but I'm squeezing on $200 and up per post, and it's really great. So some clients do pay me $200, some clients don't, and yeah, it's great. I like it. I like being paid $200 per post instead of $50, which was pretty much where I started. Like, for the most part, some of my original earlier posts were $50 per post, and now I don't get paid that. And some of them were like less than 10 cents per word. Now I don't get paid that, or I get paid either around or at 10 cents per word right now. Either at or way above 10 cents per word. So I did the offer. I'm not really sure why I did the offer, actually. It was so low. $33 was not amount for me. It was nice because those $33 came in handy sometimes. It came in handy sometimes, but like, I only worked with like 2 people with it. So I worked with 2 clients in my niche, actually. Both were HR tech companies, which is really cool. So that was fun because I got to work with new people and see different businesses and look at different paths. But ultimately, I don't think that offer attracted the best quality of clients because I feel like a lot of these clients, like one hasn't even talked to me about if they liked the blog post that I sent them or not. And then the other one was like stringing me along for like a month. So I don't want to be a negative name. But like, I didn't get the best quality. Actually, they were stringing me along for like 2 months, maybe longer than 2 months. Like, it's ridiculous, and they weren't very responsive. So I think that if anything, it was an opportunity for me to work with different companies, even if for a blog post. I think that it gave me a little bit of experience. It gave me some knowledge about what I wanted for my business and how I wanted to run that first interaction. So here's what I do now. I do not lock people into projects until they want to be locked into them. So what I normally do is I offer to do a sample. It's not a sample. It's like a one-off blog post, essentially. I say, hey, we can do a one-off project or two. You can pay me for that, you know. And then from there, we can move into a actual project if you're interested. And I think that for me, that's so much more helpful. Like, okay, you don't have to be locked into one of my big content marketing packages. You can just do a one-off project with me. I can pitch you a couple of ideas. You can see what works. I can write those and get those to you at a certain date. And it's just so much better. I also found with the $33, I really could only offer like 500 words. I really don't want to, but that was just like on the surface level because I'm like one of those people who likes to go above and beyond. So both blog posts were over 500 words. I can't write in 500 words. I don't know why I ever thought I could. I'm a long form content writer, medium form content writer. So for me to write 500 words, it's just not possible. So every time I was giving them above and beyond, because if I did 500 words, I felt like I was cheating them, even though they were only paying me $33. So I just think it's a much better thing to do to, if you have content marketing packages and you know what's inside those content marketing packages, like on my website, I know what's inside of my content marketing packages. I just chopped that in like fours and gave them that number. So if you're like, I want to start, you know, I don't want to get into your content marketing package, but you have a four blog post content marketing package that's right there, looks really nice. Chop it into like fours and be like, here's the actual rate per article. Figure out your actual rate per article that you would charge someone based on the word count that they want, and then give them a one-off blog post. You know, it doesn't take you much time and it gives you a little bit of money at your actual rate versus, you know, doing the most or like doing an actual month of a package. And yeah, it just gives people a little bit more confidence in you as a writer, and you're actually charging your actual rate instead of like a really highly, highly, highly discounted rate. So yeah, I no longer offer that. It's just didn't seem to serve the purpose that I intended it to serve. And yeah, I think that when you discount your rates like that, people are not gonna respect you. And I don't know, like, I don't know if I wanna take that episode down or what. It was well-intentioned, but yeah, I just don't use it personally. I thought it would be better because I put up parameters and I was like, oh, and you know, and I understand, like, I never assumed that those clients would both or all or any turn into like a major client of mine, but I just kind of expected a little bit more from the situation because it was so fast-paced at first, and then it kind of fizzled out as soon as it was time to discuss another project. And so I'm not sure if those people just wanted a cheap blog post and got what they wanted, or if they actually wanted a more in-depth relationship with me and it didn't work out. So I don't know. I will have to keep you updated because I still don't know about that one client, but I'm really big on communication. Like, I have this little client manifesto. I actually might talk about this on a different episode of like things I want from my future clients, and I wrote it down like in an anger fit with one of my clients one time. And yeah, I'll have to show you my, like, manifesto, I guess. It's kind of weird to call it a manifesto because I think that has, like, a negative connotation at this point. Like, no one wants to have a manifesto. That might be the next episode. I'll dig it up and then I'll do a double header. But it won't be a double header for you guys. It'll be broken up. And it actually might be broken up by a lot. I don't know the placements on this week's episode. So, if it's a whole nother week, I'm sorry. But yes. So, back to the blog post offer. Should you offer it? It depends. Or an offer, a sample of your work. It depends on who you are and what you want, the clients that you think you'll attract. I would think it would be better off to do a one-off blog post or a sample project, or like a, don't discount it, I guess is the biggest thing. Stand in your rate, but just if you do four pieces of writing in your main content article, your main content packages, slice that in fours and see like what the rate per article is, and then charge that. So instead of discounting it, and you're already making a more attainable by just doing a one-off blog post versus the entire content marketing package and trying that out. So just do one or two articles. Do even three or four if you want to. I mean, if you would like to, and then just don't like pin them into a content marketing package for the foreseeable future. And yeah, that's just one way to do it, and just keep at that instead of trying to you know, lower your rate for anybody, because you never know, people are so shady. And I'm not saying that those particular people are shady, but they kind of were. And I was like, okay, yeah. So instead of being discounting your rate so much that it's like almost impossible to do anything of value, provide the most value and get your article paid for like on the same amount, like do the entire amount of the article versus doing that. Because I want you guys to get paid. So instead of a small sample offer where you're doing like a huge discount, charge a full rate and then just do a one-off blog post. I think that's a better way to, you know, gauge your awesomeness. And do the same thing with art. So if you have like a huge art package, if you have like a huge editing package, if you have a huge, you know, any package, do a one-off piece. Do a one-off piece of art. Do a one-off piece of editing, do a one-off piece of speaking or podcast producing or whatever it is that you do freelance. Do like a one-off piece of it instead of a sample discount piece of it. I think it's just about semantics, really, like how you want to label it and what you want to charge for it. But I think you should charge your full rate, just not in a packaged way, in a one-off way. So I hope it was really helpful for you. I should have filmed this update and like put it up a little bit longer, a little bit ago. But you guys know I record these in like batches, like I batch heavy, and so this was not as bad because I'm recording this on August 9th. Right now it's August 9th, so you'll probably still see this in August because I'm a little bit behind since I got back from vacation, because I haven't really had time to do a lot of editing, a lot of recording, because I had this new project and this new client, and they are providing a good amount of a steady stream of work, and it's really awesome. I like it, but it definitely takes up a lot of my time. Like, I'm doing an ebook with them right now, and it's like, can I breathe? And I probably shouldn't actually be doing this. I should probably be working on an ebook, but I'm taking some time for some self-care and talking with you guys instead. So thank you. It's due in like on like the 13th, so I have some time. I'm almost done. I can see the finish line. I've been using a checklist to check it off, but that's neither here nor there, because by the time you read this, I'll be for sure done with the ebook. By the time you're listening to this, I'm reading this. Unless you guys read with your ears, then that would be cool. But yeah, so that's the episode. Don't discount yourself to get clients, because it won't probably work. And I want you guys to stand in your price, stand in your rate, and have a good magical time. So I'll talk to you guys very soon in the next episode, because we're going to talk about my client. I don't know. I don't want to call it a manifesto, but it's kind of what it is. But yeah, so I'll talk to you about my client, like what I want of my dream clients in the next episode, because I think it's really important. So yeah, bye. Thank you so much for listening to the Ambitious Freelancer podcast. I'm so excited that we got to hang out today. If you want to hang out between uploads, check out thehappyartcanton.com/ambitious freelancers. There you will find more support and advice as you grow your freelance business and connect with other listeners of the podcast. I cannot wait to see you in the group, and I will talk to you in a few days with some more great advice.